For one New Hampshire teacher, living and working with MS is what she calls her new normal. Pam Sumner was diagnosed 10 years ago with the disease. She's reliant on a cane and easily fatigued. The 46-year-old sends her husband to the grocery store, and when her son toured military colleges last spring, she found herself falling behind the group of parents and teachers. But inside her kindergarten classroom at Ringe Memorial School, Sumner has no trouble keeping up with the 5- and 6-year-olds. NHPR's Todd Bookman offers this audio postcard of a 24-year teaching veteran.
How do I spell that, J?
At this point in my life, I consider myself disabled, but during my day at school, I don't consider myself a disabled teacher.
What's the year, friends?
2013.
They accept it so much quicker than the parents, I think, accept it. Parents, once they know that I have MS, they're really fine. But parents, when they first meet me, they don't look at me. They look at my cane.
All right, friends, stand up.
Stretch, stretch, stretch.
All right. You ready to start?
Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. I go up to go sit where I read my story, and they scoot right out of the way because they know I need just a little extra space and not to jump in front of me. I think they just learned. That's how it is, and they accept it, and they love me regardless, which is awfully nice.
So this is a book about a, what do you
rhino.
Think?
A rhino.
I have neuropathy in both my feet, so my feet, both feet are pretty much numb. On a day like today where it's cold, as soon as the cold hits my legs stiffen up. So I kind of walk like Frankenstein, really stiff.
Did anyone look at this book already?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you knew. I hadn't seen this story before.
I didn't.
The rhino keeper took Rolly to an even...
I really think teaching is a huge part of who I am. But it can't be 100% of who I am, especially if this disease progresses to a point where I can't do it anymore.
Raise your hand if you can spell day. Raise your hand if you can spell day. Olivia. D-A-Y. What number day is it today?
I hope I make the decision and no one makes the decision for me. I hope it can be my decision.
Wrote this word. Shark! Did he just say shark?
Shark!
Shark! And what did he put at the end of this word?
Question mark.
Not a question mark.
That was Pam Sumner and her kindergarten class at Ringe Memorial School in the town of Ringe. She's been living with MS for 10 years. Our postcard was produced by NHPR's Todd Bookman.